Pete. So it must be time for the Surf's Up Surf Report with Pete. Morena, Pete.
Morena. Chilly. Hope all people out there in Sunshine Land are wrapped up and...
It is chilly. Just wait for that sun to warm up, though. It shouldn't take too long.
No, it's going to be a clear day. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look into it. 5:15 is high tide on the west coast tonight. 10:30 is low tide this morning. East coast, 3 o'clock this afternoon is high tide. 8:30 this morning is low tide. Now, it's about 1 to 2 foot in the bay. Peaks is 2 to 3 foot. Mookie's 2. Again, as the bank is 3 to 4 and really clean. Pines, Blue House, 4 to 6 and breaking quite a bit out. But looking really clean and sharp. It's sort of west-south-west, really, at the moment. But there is a light. Down at Bailey's, it's about 6 foot down at Bailey's, and it's a southerly down there. So I don't know if we're going to see a wind change, but the way that this high sitting on top of us, it's variable winds we're going to get all day anyway.
Yeah.
And Raglan is 6 to 8 foot and quite chunky, really.
Right.
Mangawai's 2 to 3, so you're going to get waves up. If it stays that west-south-west, we're going to get waves up at Hendo's and Rawera. But me, the pick today has got to be Pines, Blue House, maybe on the right tide. Inside Peaks has always been good. There's a large high. That the large high we've been tracking is sitting right on us now. So we're going to see variable winds for the next week. And I think we're going to see waves for the next week too. Some swell has squeezed through. Not the big swell we were expecting, but still good shape, still good size. Yesterday was good at Peaks and in the bay, mid-tide. Very good, actually, and not that many people out. A couple of people from out of town, people I knew. All the rest were locals, really, and longboards and really having a good time. It was sort of like a summer fun sort of way, really. It was pretty cool, actually, but it was cold.
It was cold?
Out with the booties.
Oh, no, you don't need booties in Northland.
Hey, that's just on my head. No, so she's a good day. It's going to be a fantastic day today, actually. And I think if we're looking at that big high, it stretches from the other side of the East Coast into the Pacific, right across the Tasman, right across Australia into the Indian Ocean. So that's a week of high moving over us.
Mm.
But it's going to bring these sort of days, you know, light, variable days, clear sky. I think we've picked a good week, really.
Awesome, awesome.
So get out there, get your boots and your helmet on. And
get out there.
I'm looking at a thicker suit, though. God, it is chilly.
Whoa, what are you in, a 4-3?
2-3.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, you would be a little bit cold.
But, you know, yeah, it is. I mean, with boots, I mean, I tried the helmet, and with my beard, it's just bloody hopeless, you know. Just put it all up under your chin, and it's terrible, so I give that away. But boots is all right.
Yeah, I've never worn booties before, but my friend started wearing them, and she said it takes a while to actually get used to wearing them.
It takes ages, because you find that when you come to your feet, you know, when you do the pop-up, some people can lift their feet up, you know, right up on a proper step on the board. Some people like me drag your feet. I must just skim the top of the board, and if you've got a little rubber sole sticking out, you catch it all the damn time.
Oh, you'll have to practice those pop-ups in the living room then, Pete.
Oh, yeah, I tell everyone that, and I've got to do that.
Get that core strength up.
Core strength up,
yeah. All right, that sounds awesome. Awesome.
So good today, and really, if we're looking for the rest of the week, it's looking good too. So, ek your tangaroa, and see you all out there.
Awesome stuff. Hey, thanks a lot, Pete.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Take care.
You too. See you later.
Talk.